A lot of competition there, a lot of competition at some different positions. Really look forward to seeing these guys progress in practice and playing the games.
Looks like Odell picked up right where he left off with that deep pass.
Yeah, he did a nice job. Defense brought a nice pressure. You know, it was tough to handle from a coverage standpoint. Eli got some push and really threw it up in the air. He knew he had a one-on-one, and Odell got behind him. Ran the post, put his foot in the ground, adjusted over his outside shoulder, made a nice catch.
How's he physically, in your estimation?
Looked good to me.
Coach, how many
he's had out one drill, it seems. That was the plan for him, or did he actually sit out other stuff?
He was right in the mix, right in the protocol, right? Exactly what we were looking for.
Coach, at this point in the process, how many receivers do you estimate you'll carry?
Well, it depends on how many earn a job.
Why did you back off Berhe's
workload? Berhe was in the mix, the rotation. It just so happened that personnel-wise, that's how things shook out.
How
are you working that safety rotation? It's hard to.
Yeah, so I mean, we got a lot of reps. We're trying to keep the reps as even as we can right now with the first, the second, and the third group, and we have some guys working in some different groups. So. We're just doing the best we can to keep things even right now.
You've had a few padded practice now. Is the defensive depth chart starting to kind of clarify for you?
Somewhat. We need to get to the games and give guys an opportunity to separate themselves. That's where, when you get to the preseason games, we're jockeying for reps and, jockeying for positions right now, but the games will tell us more.
Are you seeing cohesiveness with the, you know, now that the pads are on?
I hear communication. There was some good communication happening on the defensive side of the ball today.
Seems like it was Eli Apple's best practice up camp.
Yeah, what was encouraging about Eli is he got a penalty early. A holding penalty early and bounced back and didn't get one the rest of the game. And had some tight man-to-man coverage, was physical out there and forcing guys, you know, to the sideline, to the boundary, and really leaving the quarterback no room to throw the ball. So that was exciting to see.
Two fullbacks in camp out there competing for one spot. How do you gauge that competition? Has anybody stepped ahead in that?
The fullbacks and tight ends, we lump them together. Yeah, so no.
How do you envision Will Johnson? Where do you envision him playing or doing?
He's a football player. He's got a lot of versatility. He can do a lot for you on special teams. He can play some tight end for you. He can play some of the fullback position, traditional fullback position. We can move him out and play him in space.
And at one point after the line drills, Jason Pierre-Paul kind of took Bobby Hart aside. And then after the receiver DB drill, Odell put his arm around Eli Apple as they walked to the far field. That communication player to player, how does that benefit your group?
We've been talking a lot about toughness and physicality and doing it together, and family's important, and we're one family here.
What did happen in your estimation on that JPP play where he returned it for a touchdown?
The ball was on the ground, he scooped and scored just like we practiced in the Duke period.
Is that what happened there?
The ball, whether he may have got bumped or the ball may have slipped out of his hand or got knocked out of his hand, I'm not sure. Well, I'll have to take a look at the tape. I had my eyes on the coverage.
Do you think Shane Vereen is at an especially good camp? And do you envision even expanding how you use him in the offense?
Well, Shane was our second leading receiver last year. I think he had the most touches of his career, and he was a good addition for us.
Your defensive end, Double O, who's been getting a lot of praise throughout camp, is he somebody that you can envision playing a bigger role this season?
I'm sorry, I missed the beginning.
Double O from the defensive end. He's been getting a lot of praise throughout training camp. Do you see like a larger role in the defensive line rotation?
He's someone that we're counting on to come through for us.
It's only been a week in, but are you starting to see the foundation build up? Is it going the way you had hoped?
Today was a big day for us. We talked about that after practice. This is a big moment for us in the training camp. A heavy-hitting physical practice. We had a lot of explosive movements in tight quarters. I think we had 42 plays in the red and the green zone today. Some team, some, you know, 7-on-7 with the big guys, some 7-on-7, but a lot of contact, a lot of physicality, and we got through it. You know, we checked the box. It wasn't as good as it could be, but we did check the box, and it'll be, you know, the starting point for a good foundation.
How has Shane McDermott's done so far? You guys are moving in. Around those interior spots.
He's a bright guy. He picks it up easily. It's always a benefit to be able to snap the football, and he has some flexibility otherwise.
Coach,
Coach, Little Ty had some nice targets in the green zone today. What can you say about his performance today?
He made a nice play in the back of the end zone on a corner route. I'd like to see Will play with lower pad level and faster.
Do you have any plans to do any sort of off-campus activities with the team bonding things?
Off campus, no.
Some teams do that.
No, we'll build everything from this this great place right here. Quest, great place.
Coach,
we like it here.
Coach, Friday night, Dolphins come into town. When are you going to have your game plan in, and what are your plans for Friday night's preseason game one?
We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on Miami. We're going to spend a lot of time on ourselves, and we'll roll the ball out there, and we'll play the game when the game gets here.
When you had your first press conference, a lot of people you thanked was Brett Favre. I guess what are your thoughts he's going
on? Man, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for Kevin Green. Two great men, great accomplishment. Couldn't be happier for them and their families.
What was it like to work with him? I know it was a short period with Brett.
It was a short period, but it was invigorating.
Yeah.